Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate, DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific!
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Mannheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
Monday afternoon, the House passed H.R. 2051. It's a bill to reauthorize the Mandatory Price Reporting Act, U.S. Grain Standards Act, and the National Forest Foundation Act. Those first two reauthorizations, Mandatory Price Reporting and U.S. Grain Standards Act, both were set to expire. The authorizations were on Wednesday, September 30th. However, with the House passing this, the Senate's already approved it. It's expected that the President will sign this, and those reauthorizations will be in effect on Thursday when October 1st rolls around. We've got both planting and harvesting going on across the countryside right now. Here in the southern Great Plains, hard red winter wheat crop going into the ground, and looks like the latest report as of yesterday afternoon showing us that 24% of the Kansas crop now planted versus their five-year average of 27%. 21% of the Oklahoma crop planted right now were well behind last year's 54% planted by this state. The five-year average for Oklahoma is 33%. 24% of the Texas crop now planted, 34% is their five-year average. Canola, by the way, about one-third of the Oklahoma canola crop now planted. That's a little bit behind both the five-year average and last year's pace. Harvest well underway. The corn harvest actually very active in virtually every reporting state that USDA has. 18% of the U.S. corn crop has now been harvested versus the five-year average of 23%. The three I states are a little bit behind normal, especially Iowa. They've only got 5% of their corn crop now harvested versus their 14% five-year average. Meanwhile, soybean harvest ahead of the five-year average, 21% harvested now versus the five-year average of 16%. A year ago, we were at 9% done on the national U.S. soybean harvest. Looks like grain sorghum harvest rolling along. We're ahead of the five-year average there as well. 36% now harvested nationally versus the five-year average of 32%. Last year at this point, we're at 32% as well. Texas, 63% harvested now versus 65%. Oklahoma, 39% harvested now versus 28% the five-year average. Missouri at 24% harvested. Kansas, 15% harvested. Arkansas, 91% done with their grain sorghum harvest. Kansas, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri are five of the top sorghum producing states here in the U.S. Finally, cotton harvest nationally, 11% now done versus the five-year average of 12%. EPA announcing proposed changes to the Agricultural Worker Protection Standards yesterday. According to the Pesticide Policy Coalition, a group that represents a lot of segments of agriculture, they believe EPA using old data to justify some of their new rules. You've got farm news. I'm Ron.
Celebrating 20 years, No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference and AIM Symposium features a new format and the biggest names in continuous no-till. It's January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. Save your seat and $150 when you register by September 30th at notill.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crust Buster Speed King, Agroculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.